Hello, Josie Steele. How are you?
I'm good, Jo. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. I have a bit of a random one for you. Do you have 2 seconds?
Of course.
I just wondered, I know Bianca told you about my joke podcast, and I wonder if I could tell you a joke, please.
Of course, please.
Okay, they're really bad. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call a man with rubber toes?
Do not know.
Roberto. What do you call a woman with her legs on either side of a river?
Don't know.
Bridget. What do you call a man covered in cat scratches?
In cat scratches?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Claude.
Claude?
Yeah. I've got one more. What do you call a lady with one leg longer than the other?
Don't know.
Eileen. Terrible.
I've got one for you. Can I tell you one?
Please.
It takes about a minute, though. Is that okay?
It's so fun.
So there's this horse. No, sorry, there's this donkey.
Yeah.
He's having a drink in his local bar on a Friday night, and he's lived in the area forever.
Yeah.
Knows everyone. Having a couple of pints, in comes this horse that he's never seen before.
Uh-huh.
Horse comes up to the bar and orders a beer, and the donkey's thinking, who's this horse? I don't recognise him from the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
Anyway, time goes on, the evening goes on. Eventually the donkey sidles up and starts chatting to the horse, and the horse says, oh, yes, I've just moved into the area. I'm a retired Group 1 racehorse.
Yeah.
I've, had a stellar career, Melbourne Cup,
yeah.
Golden Slipper, great career.
Yeah.
And now I've moved to the area and, with my family and retiring. The donkey says, oh, that's great. He says, you should come over to my place for dinner one night and meet the family, given that you're now in the neighbourhood. So they make a time and a date, and that's all fine. And the donkey goes home and he wakes up the next morning and he thinks, God, what have I got to show this Group 1 racehorse that's coming around to my place? Starts to feel a bit insecure. Anyway, gets on it for a couple of days and he goes out and he buys himself a big, beautiful big print of a zebra.
Oh, yeah.
And it's high def, beautifully framed. It hangs above the fireplace. Horse comes over. I have, it's all a lovely night. Towards the end of the night, they're sitting in the lounge room and the horse says to the donkey, that's a great shot up there, mate. Tell me about that. And the donkey says, oh, that was me when I played for Collingwood.
Oh, God. I love it.
Oh, I love it too.
Oh, are you a Collingwood supporter?
No, I'm not. I'm Geelong.
That's very funny, anyway. Jo. Thank you so much. What a treat.
Oh, that's great. It's lovely to hear from you, Don.
Thank you. You too. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, bye, Jo. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.